Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
They have nothing left to prove in the regular season. I'm more where Bill is. I listen, I get when you're 32-4, you say things like, because you don't play 890 often in any sport, let alone basketball.
Yeah.
I get that you say, I don't need to prove anything else. I think the biggest thing they need to prove is that you can do something at this level for 82 games before you get to the postseason.
Yeah, and listen, for a lot of fans, they might be saying the biggest thing they need to do is just make sure they don't hit the usual landmines that we've seen in April and May and really leading up to the end of the season with this Cavs team the past couple years, which has been injuries more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. That's a beautiful place to be in. I think it's interesting how after one game against, and we know the Thunder, they give it their all. They're a bunch of tryhards, a bunch of gym class heroes, and that's what makes it impressive is that we finally got to play a team that we know with certainty matches what the Cavs do and like trying their best. I think it's interesting how 24 hours later, we've just seen so many different people now emphatically claim that the Cavs are the best team in basketball.
Yeah, and it's so funny because there's when somebody says the Cavs are the two best team in basketball, it's important to remember that you're talking regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because this, again, like so much of the NBA is cool, you did something 36 times. Now go do it another 46 times. And then if you do it 82 times, they're going to say, cool, try and do it 28 more times in the postseason. And so I think it's important to say, yeah, what they're saying is they're the best team in the regular season, which I don't think it's even a debate anymore. I mean, especially if it's 7 days from now, if you take the second game with Chet in the game, that even adds more credence to the idea that as good as is really OKC, Boston, and Cleveland are, Cleveland, at least in the regular season, is one cut above.
Yeah, I don't think it's debatable when it comes to the regular season. But that's never been my issue. My issue's never been the regular season with the Cavs. It's always been, what do you do in the next level? And the cool thing about last night is that we got to get a little bit of a glimpse into how they'll coach into the next level, into a postseason matchup. And that's, I mean, last night, Nick, the fun part about it is that is the closest thing to a postseason game that we can dream up. And they passed that test. That's a very cool thing.
So I'm saying if you do this 46 more times, that's all I really need to see. And by the way, I'm not expecting an 890 winning percentage.
Before we get to the postseason, you're going to – I don't know what that means.
No, I just need to see throughout the rest of the regular season that you can play at something close to this level and secure the number one seed. Maybe that's more what this is about. Play well enough to keep the number one seed.
Let me ask you this. Will we get to a spot at any point at the end of the season before the postseason gets underway, before we play a single postseason basketball game where you're like, I have the Cavs winning the NBA Finals?
If they play 890 basketball, it's going to be impossible not to. I fought every urge to just be like, screw it. The Cavs are winning the title this year. After what? And it's not just last night. It's the cumulative effect of 32-4. I mean, when you're on pace to win 73, 74 games.
And it's fine. Last night can do things for people because it was such a win in such a cool way. Yesterday, you were also wondering whether or not they should break up the core four and trade for Cam Johnson.
Oh,
like,
no,
you see the shift here.
Oh, no, no, no. No, I didn't say break up the core four. Trade for Cam Johnson to supplement the core four. That was my point.
Okay, so in that instance, then you're trading Caris LeVert. You're breaking up at least some part of this Cavs team.
Yeah, Caris and probably George for Cam Johnson and maybe De'Ron Sharpe, who I'm obsessed with as a backup. Because he's just a round mound of sound. He's just going to knock people around.
I kind of
went Collinsworth there. Here's a guy. It was not great. There's a lot there. There's a lot to unpack there. But
I mean, because if they're winning at an 890 clip, though, a lot of people would just say, well, just roll the ball out there and continue to do that.
Yeah, I get it. I know. Here's the thing. Knowing and paying attention to the Cavs and how they've operated since Donovan got here. I think Kobe, and you can call it careerist, which at points I think has been fair. You can call it just a conservative nature and trying to give this thing as much time to breathe, which it could be both things, by the way. But I think Kobe's probably going to use 32-4 as a justification to not make a move. And I would say 32-4 says, hey, you're actually ahead of where you want to be, or at least right on schedule. If there's a player that can protect you in a playoff series against both, because here's the thing, it's not just the Celtics, it's the Knicks too.
For sure.
They got wings for days. If there's a player, not a superstar, but a really, really good fifth guy as your fifth starter, if that finishing piece is there, do it this year. I think it's going to be the opposite. I think he's going to use it as justification to not make that move. Well, let's see what we have.
Yeah.
I'm saying,
no. It's an interesting discussion because you are, we talked about this with the Guardians last year, right? Were they starting to peak a year or two earlier than maybe even they expected? I think this Cavs team right now, being the best regular season team in basketball, they're peaking a little bit earlier than even they could have expected. So is this the time where you do shake up the snow globe just a little bit? I favor in the idea of you keep Caris here because the relationship he's got with Donovan, I think matters a ton. The fact that they're really good buddies. And I do think there is something to the idea that you have trust built in. I don't know what bringing somebody else in the equation will look like. So there is a part of me that is playing a little safe in that respect.
216-474-0092. Do the Cavs need to prove anything else in the regular season for you? Just do it 46 more times at a very comparable level. And it's at some point, another month from now, it might not even take a month. It's going to be impossible to not do the thing of, I'm watching this every game. If you're not watching this team every day, I understand why NBA folks take forever to come around to a team like Cleveland that they might watch, if we're lucky, once a week, and they might just go, "Ah, that's so cute." Totally get it. Totally get it. But if you're watching it every single night like you and I are, it's so hard.
No, but you know what the difference is? Is that now games like tonight against Toronto and a bad team where you're favored by 15.5 becomes a snooze fest.
You ready? I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think without Donovan tonight, I think you're going to wax these Raptors. They're 1-18
at home.
That's
my point. No, that's my point, is that these aren't competitive games.
Oh, no, that's the good part.
What I loved about last night so much was that it was the first time in it seems like a month, we watched the Cavs play a game where I'm like, oh, they have to try really hard. And oh, there's lead changes. I hadn't seen that many lead changes in 40 days.
This is the beautiful yin and yang here. I love games like last night. But then when you have a game like that, where it was four quarters of clenching tonight, just kick your feet up. If you got a smoothie maker, make a nice little smoothie there. Put a little kale in that bee. Get wild. And just sit back and just watch it happen.
When's the last time you put kale in a smoothie?
The year was 1997. Yeah. It was actually like 3 years ago when I wasn't eating like when I wasn't going full fat ass, as the kids say. Let's go with, you choose here.
Don.
Don, welcome to the show, Don.
How you guys doing today?
Very well. Thank you for joining.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Spud, what you got?
So, I'm sorry, repeat the question you were asking as you segued into this.
Do the Cavs need to prove anything else in the regular season this year?
Okay, I had a point, and then you threw that question out. So, to me, no. Prove that you can play and not get hurt, I guess, is all I want to see. Because last night's win was huge. I've been watching the Cavs since the George Karl days when they took on the Celtics in the playoffs and they outscored them in the playoffs but lost the series. So a long time. And this is a top five franchise regular season win. Not that it matters, but it was that big of an atmosphere. Oklahoma City is that good of an opponent. They were missing an awesome player. And the beauty of it is we were kind of too, because Donovan didn't play that great in terms of putting the ball in the hoop. So awesome win. And proving what else they have to prove. They have the best record. They have all the metrics covered, but the shooting percentages across the board. Awesome defense, not just awesome offense. It's got me to the point now where I'm starting to look at, should we expect 67, 68 wins? Because we're 19-1. We're not halfway through the season, so we got 21 more home games. So, I mean, 68, 69 wins out of the question?
It's definitely not out of the question. Thank you, Don. The only thing I worry about with that, Nick, is that we have played the NBA's easiest schedule up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've been waxing teams and we're taking care of business with ease. But even if you look at the upcoming schedule, like, you can see where it gets a little bit tougher. You can see where some landmines are there.
And I like landmines. Like
I do too.
Landmines.
I like watching competitive basketball games. That's what made last night so fun.
Landmines kind of teach you more about your team than, you know, 30-point wins over Toronto. I will say, like, the previous Cavs high is that 08-09 Cavs team where they won 66 games.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't feel untouchable.
For sure.
And that's insane. Like, I just...
Well,
even,
yeah, Vegas had it, what, 48, 49 entering the season?
Yeah, I mean, even 60 wins felt like a, yeah, okay. And, I mean, if this team gets to 60 wins, it'll be the third time they've done it in franchise history and the only time without LeBron James.
Yeah, when you get over 66, though, you're hitting very rarefied air in NBA history. Those teams are NBA Finals teams. It's not even a question.
I mean, even 60. How many times do we get 60 wins in a season from an NBA team? Maybe once a year? And we're not guaranteed 60 wins either. So it's just bizarre, but bizarre in the best possible way. Do the Cavs need to prove anything else in the regular season? And one Browns domino has fallen, and another looks pretty close to being ready to go as well. 92.3 The Fan.